Blog Talk Radio.
Just
Motivational Mondays with your sexy and positive host, Emma E2K. Here, another blessed Monday. Blessed to be here. It's always a pleasure. It's always amazing, and it's always inspiring when I know Monday has arrived. Blessed every day. Double blessed on Mondays. It's like a double blessing that I get on Mondays. It's like a double cup of espresso almost. You know, I get amped up. Something about Mondays that make me see beginnings, you know, chance to start over again. So I love Mondays. People complain about Mondays, but I love me a Monday. I want to give a big shout out to everybody that attended our E2K Walk for a Cause. This year, we didn't get the permit to do the walk, but instead we did a candlelight vigil for the victims of domestic violence. I want to appreciate everyone that came out from near and far to make that happen. We were able to, you know, speak about our loved ones, our missed ones, pray for them, and just come together in unity and remember them. We were able to hand out pamphlets that were given to us by the spring.org with information for women for their escape plans. So for those that are interested in knowing about your escape plan, go make sure you log into www.thespring.org. They have all the information posted on the website. Or you can contact me, and I'll make sure to get you out that information, no problem. Also, I want to begin to get everybody ready. I'll just start inboxing and emailing and just screaming from the top of my lungs to promote our 14th Kris Kringle Toy Drive. 14 years already, we've been able to make a kid smile by giving them gifts. So if you're interested, for those that constantly support, for those that have been participating with us, companies and individuals that help us support this cause, our 14th Kris Kringle Toy Drive is coming up in December. There's a tentative date, I believe it's the 19th or the 22nd, but all the entire information will be posted. I will be making a page, an event page for it, and, you know, I'll be posting it everywhere. Make sure you follow us on all the social networks. Make sure you follow Emma E2K. Follow E2K Worldwide LLC. Follow Lush Radio Online. We are Googleable. Somos Googleable. So if you're interested in anything that we do, we are the voice of the people. We do a lot of stuff for our community and give back. If you're interested, if you want to join forces with us, we will love nothing more. So all those that want to sponsor or just want to donate a toy, listen, at the dollar store, at the Dollar Tree, at Family Dollars, they have gifts for $1, $2, $3, $5 toys. You know, that's what we're asking, an unwrapped gift that you're able to donate so you can make another child smile. What you think is minute could be grand to someone that don't have it. So just, you know, think about it. Remember that the blessing's in the giving, okay? So it's not really about the price, but it's just about the gesture. And letting people know that, you know, you care about them, that you see them, you know, that they are valued. That goes a long, long, long way. So I want to say sometimes all you need for motivation is someone to acknowledge your existence. Great rising, royal family. Great rising.
No hay nadie más que yo. Uno es el número mágico. En vida y en muerte, uno es todo. ¿Comprende? If I multiply 2 times 2, is it really, really for me?
AKA TDI Music, and I'm here to tell you the turn up is over. It's Monday. Let's get inspirational. Let's get motivational. With my homegirl, MAE2K. Motivational Mondays, baby. Let's do it.
Yeah, you already know Motivational Mondays with your sexy and positive host, MAE2K. Another blessed Monday. Man, I be double blessed on Monday. I'm trying to tell you, I'm blessed every day, but it's a double. It's a double header on Mondays. I'm going to my phone lines, 240. Good morning, y'all. With ME2K. Peace.
Good morning. What's up? What's up? Getting motivated, getting jump started. You already know what it is. Your girl, Lexi Lutz, with the sexy host, ME2K, was popping. Motivational Mondays, baby.
I need that drop, like exactly like that. Can you send it to me? What up, my beautiful new B-Man queen?
Man, it's been a lot of things going on, man. Just working, promoting this web series for one of our clients we have, and, you know, editing and, just trying to keep doing what we got to do for the site and going out here in the streets and trying to get this work. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. It's a struggle. You know, it's every day. We don't have the regular 9 to 5.
We're a team, no sleep. Yesterday, I just I had to do this session. And for all those people that didn't turn their clocks back, you know, we got that extra hour, so my body was trying to adjust to it, you know what I'm saying? So I had to do a shoot for one of my clients, the houseofhair.com. They got the weave, they got, you know, the hair maintenance and everything. And we did the promo videos for them and a photo shoot. So we did another one last night. And, you know what I'm saying, it's team no sleep, you know what I'm saying? The grind never stops, you know what I'm saying? So that's what we do, but, you know.
Did you feel you had to force yourself to, like, sleep an extra hour?
Cause exactly,
like,
yeah.
I'm like, yo, please, like, you got, like, another hour.
I know, I wasn't adjusted yet, man. I wasn't adjusted. Maybe, like, two more days I'll be right. You know what I'm saying? But I appreciate the extra hour now, you know. I'm not really a morning person, for real. I just be having to force myself to get up, man, for real.
But
you know, at real talk, though, you know what I'm saying? All you people going through whatever you think you're going through is always going to be a brighter day. It's just temporary. Everything is temporary. Remember that every morning you wake up is a time for a restart and a recharge. So you restart and recharge, get yourself together, dust your shoulders off, get up and start all over again. You always got another chance to make it better than yesterday. And those are my words for the day, because I got to jump off in a few, but I just want to call and support you and tell you I love you, sis. And keep rocking what you do, because you always have a wonderful show and you always inspire me and everybody else in the world.
I appreciate you, sis. Love you so much. And you have a productive and positive day. And then call me later because I want to know about that info you hit me up on the inbox.
Italiano. All right, girl. Ciao, man. I love you. Talk to you later. All right.
Ciao, baby. Ciao.
I know you usually don't hear me talk like this, but I got a little game. Are you ready? When I think about you, I think about giving myself to you. Cause you know I want you, babe. And I would do anything. And I know you're thinking the same thing, babe.
So come and get it.
Come and get it.
I'm so excited.
I can't hide my feelings, get it. I want them till we start over and finish. Tonight it's all about my baby. I'm leaning for you, get me high. I can't stop you, feel me right.
Take the door, bed or floor. I just want more. I can't get enough of you. What I got in store, it's all of you. I just want more. I can't get enough of you. Close the door, bed or floor. I want more. I can't get enough of you. What I got in store, it's all of you. I just want more. I can't get enough of you.
When I think about us, I think about the way that we make love, the way that you make me sweat, make me want a cigarette, and I ain't no smoking chick, but you got me wanting it, so don't stop.
You make me high, oh, I'm feeling right there.
Yeah.
We're tossing and
turning,
so keep it right there.
My adrenaline is pumping right, stomach muscles getting tight, skin so wet, my fingers light. I'm gonna take you to a place you ain't never been. I'm about to handle my business day. Make sure you handle me too.
crazy for what I've done to you. I hope you understand that my heart is true. Mistakes I made them, but I'm making change for you. Have I learned is your question, and my answer I have. But if you're expecting perfection, then we're not gonna last. This is not an excuse, I'm just telling the truth. Baby, I'm so sorry for hurting you. Oh, I'm ashamed of me.
Shame on me.
Wish I never done you wrong.
Shame on me.
Every night of us I dream that I wake up in your home. I know why you left me, but since you've been gone, my understanding has more than grown. I come to this conclusion over and over again. I don't want an enemy, I just want back my friend. I'm ashamed of me.
Shame on me.
I wish I'd never done you.
You're tuned into LushRadioOnline.com with your sexy host, Emma E2K. Good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your sexy and positive host, Emma E2K. Going on the phone lines real quick. Remember, if you don't want to speak, you don't have to. You can continue to listen. Don't hang up. But if you do, when I open your lines, it's your time to speak. Good morning, 305. You're on with Emma E2K.
Good morning, good morning. Got to give a shout out this morning. How are you?
I'm blessed. You already know. Blessed. Blessed is the day that I open my eyes.
and you know that I'm gonna say something once you open up the lines. It's not like I'm gonna sit there and stay quiet. So
some people do, so I have to, you know, give the warning because people get scared for some reason and then end up hanging up. And I'm like, why are they hanging up? Am I that scary? Yeah, I mean, I, you know, I'm just, We're supposed to be motivated, not scary.
Well, first of all, I wanted to thank you for Friday. I wanted to thank you for Friday for the vigil.
Well, I want to thank you for participating and coming out. You came all the way out, you know, from Orlando. So I have to definitely salute you. And, you know, the reason why I do it, you already know the reason why I do it. You know? But I think we, besides motivating the survivors of domestic violence, we also acknowledge those that are not here any longer, you know? So
exactly.
That's part of the vigil. Next year, we're going to combine it. See, last year, we did the walk. This year, we did the vigil. Next year, we're doing both the walk and vigil. How's that?
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, the walk ending with the candlelight vigil, I think that's a good idea. I think we definitely going to do that next year, and there'll be enough time to get all the permits and all that by then. So, yeah. And now we're doing the Kris Kringle for Christmas. So, you know, I'm. You got to start.
What county are we doing this? Are we doing it up? Are we doing it in New York or we're doing it in Florida this year?
No, we're going to do it in Florida. We're turning up in Florida this year. Yeah, we're definitely turning up in Florida. You know, I love my up north people, but, you know, we have to, you know, bless our areas too. So this year definitely is our 14th year. Wow, 14. I can't believe it. That it's been already 14 years since this idea began and went into fruition. So, yeah, this Christmas we're definitely doing it. Well, before Christmas, is that going to be a couple of days before Christmas? Once I get the location, then I can be able to give an exact date. But, yeah, we'll start.
All right, sounds good.
Start already collecting. Let your people know already to start donating. All your neighborhood, your neighbor, everybody that you come in contact with. And we're going to do a fundraiser out there in Orlando sometime this month. I have to confirm the place and all that and the time, and we're going to be about 2 phases. So it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
All right, so we're ending 2015 with a bang. It was a great year, by the way, so.
yeah, for sure. So what are you blessed for this morning?
I'm blessed. Well, I find myself in a different spot where I was a couple of years ago, and last week was a very emotional week. Actually, the whole month of October was, you know, I had purchased my first home, and it was domestic violence awareness. And as you know, you were a part of my life. You know that I'm also a domestic violence victim. And coming from a very sad, ugly place to where we're at right now, it was just a great experience.
Yeah, but you're not a victim, you're a survivor.
Well, yes, a survivor, not a victim. Unfortunately, not all of us, you know, have gone that path, and, you know, and that hurts me and that breaks me. And, you know, we as women, we tend to forget our value and our worth, and it took a long time for me to actually see the crown in the mirror. And I think that's what's worth with us. We take what we can get because we don't think we can get anything better. And that's where the problem lies most of the time. So no matter what situation you're in or where you're living or how you're living, you're still royalty, and you need to treat yourself as royalty so others can see you the same way.
Amen. Wow, yes. I definitely hear someone else. Who is this? Oh, yes, this is my queen sister. Wow, you definitely have come a long way in all these years. What a transformation, and it's beautiful. It's so beautiful to see how you have blossomed within yourself. And, you know, it just takes to believe. It takes other people. It takes a group, a village of people to support you when you're down. So don't, you know, a lot of us, we tend to hide within ourselves and in our work, and don't pay attention to what's going on with us. It's nothing wrong with asking for help or for support or surrounding yourself with positive people. Even though at that moment, if you don't feel positive, surrounding yourself with positive people, eventually you have no choice but to turn positive, because there's no way that one person is going to turn five positive people negative, you see? So when you're negative, when you're negative or in a negative space, the best thing to do is surround yourself in a positive circle. And you definitely did that, and look at you blossoming. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I'm proud of myself. But, you know, I want the ladies and gentlemen out there to know that it doesn't matter, like I said, what walk in your life you're in right now. I mean, whether you're a homeless person, whether you're one of, you know, a streetwalker, or whether you're somebody that has a six-figure income at this moment. I mean, there's people that just, they're just not talking about it. They're not being vocal.
Right.
So one person is never better than the other. I mean, we're all human, and, you know, if you're in that situation, don't be afraid to reach out. You know, don't ever say to yourself, well, you know, I deserve this. Look at where I'm living at, or look at how I'm living, or look where I'm from. No one deserves it. No one does.
Exactly. And no point in time. Everybody needs to learn to keep their hands to themselves. You know, that's just, we just got to learn. You know, like in school, they tell you keep your hands on your side. Keep your hands down on your side and not supposed to. They teach you this, like, in school, young. You know, when you're first going in school, the first thing is keep your hands to yourself. I don't know where along the way people forget that, you know. Everybody got to keep their hands to themselves, women and men, you know, not just men, because there's women out there that are loose with their hands too and create situations. I'm not going to say that they deserve it, but create situations where they put themselves in a situation, in a dangerous situation to get hit, you know. So keep your hands to yourself, ladies. Don't, because you smack a man, you know, that he's going to be like, okay, no, she's a winner, I'm not smacking you back. If you smack somebody, expect to get smacked back. If you don't want to get smacked, keep your hands to yourself, is what I'm saying. Keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah.
You know, nobody deserves to be put their hand on, you know. And it's rough. Sometimes when you come from a rough neighborhood, you know, you get accustomed to always be with the hands. Like, you know, it's like a custom almost. But you got to break out of that too. No matter what bad habits we learn along the way, we have to turn around and change them, like do a bow face and change them and know that that's not right. Because inside of us, we know the difference between right and wrong. Come on, you know. Common sense will tell you when something is right and when something is wrong. So people, listen to your common sense, you know. That's basically it. Sis, I'm going to continue with the show. I love you.
Love you too.
God bless. You keep going and you keep inspiring and keep telling your story. Just the way you heard other people's story and it inspired you to go forward, you know, do the same. Pay it forward, you know. And hopefully we can be able to make a little difference or create a little balance in this such negative and violent world, you know.
Well, I'm going to say a prayer for all of those women that are out there that are still going through it. And, you know, you have the resources, and they should be able to look for the resources and, you know, just help them and hope they find their strength to move forward and see their crown that I couldn't see in the mirror once a long time ago.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You have a blessed day, sis.
You too, sis. Love you.
Love you too. I want to give a big birthday shout out to all those that are celebrating a birthday, an anniversary, whatever it is that you are celebrating. I'm going into my inbox. The Queen Elizabeth wants to give a big shout out to her husband, Lee, to a very special husband, father, and friend. Happy birthday, honey. We love you. And that goes straight out to Lee. He's celebrating his born day today. And so shout out to you. Shout out to all those celebrating a birthday, an anniversary, whatever it is that you're celebrating. Just celebrate each day. Be blessed, man. Take advantage of each day. People, please, you know, there's nothing promised. Nothing is promised to us at all. So take advantage. Every time you open your eyes, know that there is a purpose. You know, there is a purpose that you're here. Trust and believe. There is a purpose for you here. You may not have it figured out just yet, and that's fine. You know, people are still going through their you know, they're finding themselves through their journey. But know there's still a purpose. Again, big happy birthday to Lee from his wife, Elizabeth, and his entire family and friends.
Definite silence. You're almost exactly what I need. A definite maybe. It's sure to entice, but curiosity. I can't help but think that this doesn't add up. I'm trying to separate the facts from all the fiction. We're living in a world of contradiction. And if baby you're the truth, then I'm lying next to you. When you're the distance, and I'll be your water. And you're the perfect plan I never thought of. Chasing after you. Ooh, you're the sweetest dream, my incredible. Ooh, yeah, the sun's so bright, your eyes the light is blue. I can't help but stare at you. Don't stop your lips.
Costumes up by Riverview, where we were trick-or-treating at. It was great. Shout out to my kids that had an exciting time. But now it's November and we're getting ready for Thanksgiving. And be grateful. You know, this is the month to be grateful. You have a lot for, so find them. Find them.
I just wish we all understood the beauty of music.
about Jesus and the fact that he was perfect, and he thinks that I'm worth it. I know I got a purpose, so when I don't like what I see in the mirror, I learn to look past the surface. Believe me, God heard it, cause these words came from my heart. I was in pain, it was dark. Then came the spark of light down the road to let me know he would lighten.
Let me go.